What not to do: interrupting, correcting too quickly, or turning pain into a lesson. One of the fastest ways to lose trust in addiction recovery ministry is to respond too quickly. Many chaplains want to help. They hear pain and they want to give scripture, advice, correction, or a plan. But when we interrupt too soon, we may accidentally communicate, "Your pain is too much for me," or "I already know what you need," or "Let me fix this so we can move on." In recovery settings, that can do real harm. People impacted by addiction often carry deep shame. Some already expect rejection. Some are used to being lectured. Some have learned to hide the truth because truth has brought punishment, humiliation, or abandonment. If the chaplain becomes another voice of quick correction, the person may shut down. This does not mean a chaplain never speaks truth. Truth matters. Repentance matters. Accountability matters. Safety matters. But timing matters too. A truthful word offered too quickly can feel like a weapon. A truthful word offered with patience may become a doorway to healing. Do not interrupt just because the person is uncomfortable to listen to. Do not correct every phrase. Do not turn every sentence into a Bible lesson. Do not say, "Well, you just need to trust God more." Do not compare their struggle to someone else's. Do not minimize relapse, cravings, family wounds, or fear. Do not use Christian language to bypass pain. A recovering person may say, "I feel like God is done with me." A rushed response might be, "Don't say that. God forgives." That is true, but it may not attend to the wound. A wiser response might be, "That sounds like a very painful place to be. What happened that made you feel that way?" Then, after listening, the chaplain may ask, "Would it be okay if I shared a scripture that speaks hope into that?" What helps? Reflect before directing. Clarify before advising. Ask permission before teaching. Honor silence. Let the person finish. Watch for crisis signals. If there is danger of self-harm, overdose, abuse, violence, or unsafe withdrawal, do not keep listening as though this is only a spiritual conversation. Escalate wisely according to local protocols. What harms? Becoming impatient? Showing shock? Using shame? Acting superior? Treating the person's pain as material for a lesson? Making the conversation about your own wisdom? The chaplain's calling is not to win the conversation. The calling is to serve the person with truth, grace, and holy restraint. Sometimes the most Christ-like response begins with silence, steadiness, and the courage to listen before speaking.